Thank you very much, Matti, for your time. And today for current third year English medium BA design student, I'd like to go through some key points to get to know more about your major, new media. And especially now that you have, you know, come up with a new description for your major, I think it would be perfect timing to hear what is new also. And so let's begin, like, you know, by hearing you explaining, you know, about the new media, what it's about.
Yeah, so in 2022 we will be part of the new MA program in art and media, which is then the combination of the current media department and the art department majors together. And we will be changing the name a little bit. We've been, like, our major right now as we record this is called New Media Design and Production, but in the new structure it will be just called New Media. That was kind of like a choice to kind of really also to kind of align us with the content that we have. So kind of like what differentiates us from, let's say, like Co-ID, where we are dealing with a lot of the same topics also. So things like UX design and designing digital product services and things like these. I think the sort of the main difference between us and, let's say, Co-ID is then that where Co-ID is kind of like really design centered. So you're together with designers, you're doing design and you're designing, you know, product services, whatever they are. Whereas in New Media, although that is an important aspect of our MA, is the sort of user-centered approach to design. But we also are more kind of like geared towards experimental design. And also when it comes to New Media, specifically like New Media art. So those designers who are kind of like wanting to work in a very transdisciplinary and multidisciplinary group for the MA studies in an environment that also encourages people to experiment really and kind of like find completely new ways of creating design, art, kind of like other types of experiences or products or services or artworks, then that's kind of like the place where to do that. And sort of like on the kind of like bigger perspective, kind of like our approach to what we're doing is of course come from the sort of media side. So there's a like a lot of focus on kind of this media culture, media art, and specifically on the sort of ideas of like how technology shapes society, communication, expression, how you work as a designer or artist, and kind of like looking at it from a bigger picture in that sense, that rather than an individual sort of product or service or application or software, whatever it is, we are looking into the sort of how the entire technology or the sort of medium itself shapes how people actually behave, or how it has changed in history, like how TV, how print media, how now the internet, and more specifically maybe right now how social media sort of shapes how people actually behave, rather than just like one individual sort of product within that sphere of the medium.
Oh, wow, that's super exciting. Just listening to your description, it's like totally, I mean, to the point, like what we are dealing with in a way, like the technology. I mean, technology itself really doesn't do much without human in a way. So I think it's also so important to think in relation to human and like what's the, you know, like the interplay between these two important agent. And so maybe moving on to a bit more practical suggestion for students who are interested in perhaps joining you guys in the following year. So in their third year, the final year, their bachelor study at Aalto University, they will go through thesis and some other studies. And if you have any suggestion, like, you know, in terms of some topics that maybe is helpful for them to join when they start in the new media, or if you can think of some specific skills for those students to harness in a way before joining?
Yeah, so before the new BA students are kind of coming in the next batch there, we have always been just like an MA program on its own. And so we've taken students from a very diverse field. So we have students coming in who are, some are like computer scientists, some are artists, some are designers, some are philosophers, some are like a very diverse transdisciplinary group. So we're kind of like, in a sense, we are not expecting just one single thing to happen. We're really looking for, it's kind of like from the outside recruitment that we get for the MA program, we're looking for a very diverse group. But what I would say that for the BA students right now who are considering what to do for their thesis, kind of like the topics that we are really going to be focusing more on in the MA New Media is then students who are interested in computational design, sort of using code as a creative medium, specifically sort of like the craft of code. It doesn't mean writing code or being a. It doesn't mean that you have to know. You don't have to be a programmer before you come in, but definitely an interest towards that is something that will be very helpful, that you're willing and you're wanting to learn how code and computational design is kind of like, or computational art is and can be implemented in your practice. Otherwise, we're one of our sort of focus areas is also going to be digital fabrication and physical computing. So students who are wanting to create interactive experiences or interactive products, interactive systems, interactive experiences in many different ways, and specifically things that are also, although we're kind of, a lot of the things we do are very digital, we are also, our focus has been for many, many years also on the very tangible and embodied experiences. So students who are interested in experimenting and developing sort of completely new ways of interacting with the world or interacting with technology or interacting with between humans, then that's kind of like the things that we're really excited about here, you know.
Yeah, like, and then also I think this is important to note that, like, together with the upcoming development of the Aalto Studios, I think New Media will be definitely one of the key beneficiary of this amazing new infrastructure that is coming soon. Of course, like, it's gonna take some time, but yeah
that is really kind of like then one of our focuses will be it will be more once we got those facilities, is then this sort of interactive and immersive experiences. So students who are wanting to create sort of large scale installation type spaces and experiences, or then also like VR or augmented reality or sort of extended reality applications. And that is also then where we are kind of like working towards a lot, and even more once the new studio building is ready.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a place to be in the future.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so thank you for opening up like so many important and interesting points about New Media. But then like maybe like, since this was like very brief introduction, I'd like to hear like if you have any last word, final word to encourage students to apply the New Media.
Yeah, I would love to see very open-minded, talented people who I know who are there. Sadly, I haven't met many of you yet. I know some of you, but since I'm not directly involved with the teaching myself, but I hear you, the students there are a great group. So I'm very excited to meet as many of you as possible.
Yes, I think they are also excited equally. So thank you very much, and I will see you around.